And good morning on this November 9th, 2019. Welcome once more to the SCL Mortgage Show. I'm Sandy Clough, Larry Jager on hand, as always, the president of SCL Mortgage. And Larry, I see today we have not one but two guests. I recognize Josh Beeson, your VP of sales, but I don't know Michelle Buer. I just met her.
You just met her, that lady sitting beside you. We have a full studio today. Josh, as you know, has been here once before, I believe. He's with SCL.
Exactly.
And his industry partner and realtor extraordinaire sitting right beside you, Michelle. So happy to have you guys both here. And we promise to have a good time and be very informative today, Sandy.
All right. And we look forward to that. Michelle, an industry partner of SCL, and Josh, your relationship with Michelle has gone back how long?
I would say it's probably gone back about 5 years. We've been doing business back and forth. You know, we met on a few transactions that we've never, just on opposite sides, and she did a fantastic job, so we figured we'd better team up.
And have her in the studio.
Yes.
Right?
Michelle, what's your recollection about your first contact with SCL and or Josh?
Yeah, I met Josh on business transactions, and we realized we quickly kind of liked the way each other worked. We both really have our customers' needs first and foremost above the transaction. So it's really a pretty easy way to work together.
Well, we'll have Josh and Michelle with us throughout the final three segments of our program today, and we look forward to that. But in the meantime, Larry, you wanted to give us a short math lesson.
I do.
Right.
And it's probably a little early in the day for a math class, but I made this really simple, and I think it's really important. I actually got this idea about a week ago, Sandy, and thought I should share it with our listeners because, you know, there's a lot of other mortgage companies out there, and you hear the ads about this thing or that thing, but we have the benefit of an hour show, so I can go into a little bit more detail and talk about this particular subject. You know, everybody's talking low interest rates and we should refinance because of this and that and whatever. But I have never heard another explanation to that. And I know that Josh and our loan officers are telling this to our customers, but to all the listeners out there who have never heard this before, on occasion, people say to us, well, I don't want to include my credit card debt into the refinance because I don't want to pay on that for 30 years, or I don't want to put my car loan in there, or I don't want to put the student loan debt in there. But there's another way to look at this, Sandy. One, we're taking non-interest deductible mortgage or payments into deductible payments by putting it into the mortgage. So what I did is I took our average loan amount, which is roughly $300,000, and let's say somebody did a new 30-year fixed rate loan at 3.9%. Okay, so that payment's going to be $1,431, right? So on the average, we are saving our customer, well, it's hard to find an average because it could be $500 a month. On somebody that I was talking to earlier this week is like $4,400 a month. So I took $700 a month. Now, if we can save the household $700 a month, that's pretty significant. But what I would suggest is not taking that $700 and just do nothing with it or just find a way where it disappears. Take that $700 a month and put it towards your mortgage, thereby reducing the principal much quicker. So in my example, I take the $300,000 loan, the $700 a month that we're saving, and if the consumer or the listener would put that towards your mortgage, you're then going to have the mortgage paid off in 16 years. You're going to save 14 years worth of payments, and that's $240,000. I mean, almost $250,000. To me, that makes a whole lot of sense. Getting rid of a consumer debt, paying down your mortgage, pay it off in almost half the time, and you save $250,000, almost $250,000. That's my math lesson for this morning.
Well, I think the way you explained it is certainly understandable, and it's an example of how people, if they look below the surface and call you first rather than as a last resort, you can present them with ideas like these. And we've talked more, I think, in the last year than we did in the first year and a half of doing this show combined about opportunities to save.
Gosh, when interest rates are this low, you've got all this extra disposable cash on your hand, and whether you put it into your 401k or your retirement account or you pay down your mortgage, it's just an absolute perfect time to explore this. And maybe it doesn't work for the person, or maybe they have close to rates today and it may not work, but you don't know until you have that conversation. And then we can show them, you could do this with that money, you could do that with that money, you can turn it into interest deductible. I mean, you know, I've been doing this for 31 years, and how often have we seen these low rates? Probably three times in my 30 years. So to at least not explore it, I think would be a mistake. So the household parents really need to sit down, have that conversation, give us a call, and we can educate them.
Well, you just explained why we talked about savings more in the last year, because that coincides with the continuation of very low interest rates.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine borrowing money for 30 years at the single digits or low single digit interest rates? It's just incredibly good right now. So I really would ask people to take, you know, 10 minutes, give us a call, and we can explain it to them as opposed to letting these go. Because you remember last year about January when
yes.
we were talking, interest rates all of a sudden jumped into the low fives, mid fives.
Right.
That's a long ways right. from where we are now. And that can happen. They can go up that fast. So again, really good time to give us a call.
And we talk about educating listeners every week on this program, and it's really the mission that you have taken most seriously since you opened SCL, giving people options, giving people choices, and encouraging people, don't wait until you've had a failed experience or an unpleasant one three or four times over. Avoid all that stress and all the wasted time by calling you first at 303-790-2222.
That's exactly right. And when Michelle comes on, I'm sure she's, you know, she's been doing this a long time. Josh has been doing this a long time. People have some less than desirable or less than fun experiences. And so that's something really important, I think, that listeners should be concerned about. If you're talking to another mortgage company or you're talking to a loan officer, if that person doesn't come across with confidence and knowledge and experience, I would probably make it a very short conversation. Because people come to us all the time. Our friend Orlando is a
yes,
perfect example.
Absolutely.
You know, he didn't get what he was looking for with this large bank. He didn't get what he was looking for at this very large mortgage company. And he came to us, and his situation was a little unique. But fortunately, we had a loan program for him, and we got it done. And he's a happy guy. And that's our goal each and every time. Nobody leaves the closing table, or everybody leaves the closing table happy.
Well, you could have said nobody leaves the closing table unhappy.
That's what I was trying to say.
That works too. That works too. All right, we both had a significant stumble so far, and you know, we want to talk about myspecialmortgage.com as well, a tool that people utilize often before they even call you or any of your loan officers.
That's exactly right. Josh, I'm sure, can attest to this, that once we when we are talking to a customer, we encourage them to go to our website. And I should tell you that the website looks entirely different today, Sandy. The homepage, the landing page, all that, it's been totally redesigned. So it's pretty cool, actually. It talks about the programs, loan programs that we do, shows some examples of it. So myspecialmortgage.com is a great resource for people. And if they haven't been there prior to talking to us, which is usually the case, as we suggest, check us out online. They say, oh, I've already done that, already done that. And then they can see our Google reviews and
yes.
our, you know, rating with the Better Business Bureau and all that. So great place to start.
We're in early November, and we'll get into this in greater detail as we move through the hour today. But can you give us a sense of how this first week in November has gone by contrast or comparison with other fall weeks to date?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking, because, yes, at the end of every month, in this case, October, we look at our pipeline, we look at what we've funded, and it was a really, really good month for SEL. But then, of course, the next thing is, what do we have in the pipeline for November? And I can sit here and tell you with a straight face that November looks to be better than October. So sometimes people say, well, things slow down November,
December. At the end of the year. Well, that's what you were told when you first got into the business, that you might as well take October, November, and December off pretty much entirely because nothing happened during the final 3 months.
Oh, you have a memory of steel, Sandy. That's exactly what my boss told me when I first got into this. You know, a lot of people, they're not thinking about home loans and buying or selling and you know, it's a good opportunity to take some time off. And I thought, if everybody's taking time off, that's a good time for me to go to work. So I worked, and November, December were good months. January's were also great months for funding. Yeah. So, no, we're not taking any time off. You know, maybe a little time for the holidays with our families.
Sure.
But other than that, with low interest rates, why would you want to take some time off? There's people out there that want to find out, want to buy a house, want to sell a house, want to refi. So, yes. We're open and ready for business.
And we're ready for conversation with Josh Beeson and Michelle Buer when we continue on the SCL Mortgage Show. Larry, of course, will stay with us on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. We continue now with SCL Mortgage and the SCL Mortgage Show. Sandy Clough, Larry Jager, and now joining us our two guests who will be speaking at length for the remainder of the program today, Michelle Buer and, of course, Josh Beeson, who's been with us previously, your vice president of sales, Larry, at SCL Mortgage. Josh, we'll start with you. Larry just described some of what is going on at SCL. How are things going from your perspective?
Well, they're exciting. I mean, Sandy, they're very exciting. We're growing. We just hired two more operations people to keep up with the volume. Applications are up. Loan officers are just doing a fantastic job. You know, we talk about MySpecialMortgage.com. We just launched a new digital application that's much more consumer-based. It's consumer fronting. It makes the experience for them easier. The communication is faster. It's more secure. Just all around, I mean, all the changes, everything that we're doing is just extremely exciting, and our operations department's doing a fantastic job supporting the sales.
This company started, and we've gone through the history a little bit, with Larry, and I believe Larry can jump in and correct me if I'm wrong, one partner at the outset with SCL Mortgage. Josh, in your experience, as you grow this company, does there have to be a balance between growing too big and unwieldy and handling that extra business that you're already getting?
It's a fine line, and Larry does a great job, and Amy does a great job of keeping me in check too, because I'm asking them, let's hire, right? And they've done this before. They've got a lot of experience. Previous companies been very successful, and they know how the growth pattern should go. So, you know, Larry and Amy and also our operations staff, with all the feedback that they're doing, giving us feedback on what the customer experience is. And at the end of the day, if we're not taking care of our customer and we can't answer the phone call, be on call for them, and make sure that their loan closes on time, we're not doing our job and we shouldn't be growing.
When you talk about the operation, if you could, let's break it down a little bit for people who don't want to deal and don't deal at SCL Mortgage with five or six people during the 30 to 45 day process. That's one of the beauties of SCL Mortgage, one of the many advantages of dealing with SCL Mortgage. But talk about the structure as it exists right now. How many loan officers, operations people, and the like employ?
Yeah, we've got, I guess, I still do loans. Larry does a handful of his friends. So I'd count, you know, we'd have eight loan officers technically.
Yeah.
We've got four operations staff. Yeah. And really the process for us is a little different. I'm glad that you asked me that, because mortgage companies and loan officers pass their customer
Absolutely.
Off immediately.
Absolutely.
They want to get out. They want to shake hands, kiss babies, yeah. and be the face of the transaction, but they don't actually want to do the work and educate the consumer. That's where it's different with SCL. We are going to – you're going to deal with the loan officer and the expert in the transaction from start to finish. Does our processor sometimes jump in? Morgan does a fantastic job of communicating as well. The only reason why she would jump in is if she's trying to expedite the loan for you. Otherwise, you know, the consumer wants to deal with the expert. And the sales individual who's been licensed and studied and been doing this for 10, 12 years, that's who the customer wants to deal with. And we're not going to pass you off like everybody else does.
Michelle, what are the advantages of dealing with Josh, in particular SCL Mortgage in general, from your standpoint?
So I think the thing is they're very quick to respond. When you're buying a house, it's a massive, stressful time. And you know what? When you want answers, you want them right away. And Josh and the whole entire team are very quick with their responses. Things can come up out of the blue that are all of a sudden a major concern, and you don't want to wait around a day or two until somebody else finds an answer. You want that educated loan officer to answer right away and help you immediately.
Being fast on your feet, very
exactly.
important in the industry, whether it's your job or Josh's or Larry's. And I think Josh had indicated that you're in the top 10% statewide.
Yes, I'm very passionate about what I do. I tend to work a lot. I do a high volume of business.
Yeah.
And really, it's just because it feels great to help people achieve their home goals. So I do something a little different in the industry. I'm high-end, full service, but I sell for only 1% commission. And a huge deal is that when I help buyers, I actually give them 1% back of their purchase price to help maybe buy down the interest rate, those
right.
little surprising fees and stuff like that. So in doing that and giving really good service, I do have all 5-star reviews. So most of my business is referral-based, and that's how I'm able to grow so fast.
Larry said you have an interesting marketing idea with SCL, Future Home Buyers, Sellers.
Yeah, so my rebate can be combined with an awesome deal that they're doing where they're going to actually pay for the appraisal for you. So my 1% that I'm giving you, literally saving you thousands of dollars, and the amazing programs that they already offer, you combine those two together, really it's a smoking deal.
How good an idea is this, Josh?
Well, I mean, think about it if you're a customer. Most
yeah.
There's a lot of agents. There's a lot of mortgage companies
sure.
out there in Colorado or you know across the country, and how many of the mortgage companies and agents actually want to give back their commission? I mean, very few, right? I mean,
very, very few.
It's funny.
I you
know, you
suspect
laugh.
You can count them on one hand.
I would feel
and
like
still
that.
Have two or three fingers left.
Yeah. So that's where whenever me and Michelle had done a handful of transactions, I actually got her to do my transaction, and yep. which went amazingly smooth. It was just fantastic. Can't thank her enough for that. I mean, on both sides on the buy-in list. But at the end of the day, what they can do is, let's just say you have a $500,000 purchase price, right? Michelle's 1% is going to be $5,000 towards closing costs. Plus, on top of it, if SCL pays for the appraisal
right.
and pays for the credit, you know, the credit report, you really have no third-party costs, and you're putting money back in your pocket instead of into third-party cost pocket. Mm-hmm. And then our rates are the lowest in Colorado. I would go to bat on that every day. And then on top of it, you take the rebates that we can give you when you team up with me or Michelle or SCL and Michelle, and now you're looking at buying down the rate that's, you know, maybe it saves you an extra $50 to $100 to where if you go with anybody else, you're not going to get that deal.
Savings is synonymous, isn't it, with mean and lean,
yeah.
with efficiency.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking yeah. about. You don't have an unwieldy, large organization and a ton of people yeah. in the process who can, frankly, gum up the works. Sometimes, and everyone is passing information along to everyone else. And if there's 6, 8, 9 people, by the time the story moves from the first person who takes the call to the 9th person who's involved in the deal,
yeah.
a lot gets lost in the translation.
That's 100% right. And that's where it differs with us. I mean, let's say you deal with Michelle, you're going to talk to her for the whole transaction. Come straight to the SCL, you're going to deal with the loan officer. And each loan officer has one processor. So you've got 3 people total on your whole transaction that are experts. That's completely different than everywhere else that you go.
And Michelle, I imagine I'm sensing from you, you're very energetic. you like lean and mean. You don't want to deal with obstacles.
I do. I like lean and mean, and it doesn't matter if you're a first-time buyer, you're an investor doing a 1031 exchange, you know, or someone spending millions on buying their dream home. Right. They don't want to be bogged down in the process either. Yeah.
30 to 45 days.
Oh, yeah.
That seems realistic and perfectly reasonable, but we hear ads all the time for 10 days, maybe less than 10 days.
Yeah.
Really, you hear that all the time. Can you talk about how realistic or unrealistic that really is and what the advantages of people who might say, why does it have to take 30 or 45 days if
Correct.
You're truly lean and mean?
Yeah, it doesn't have to. And really, a lot of it's just making sure you're going through all the process. So when you're purchasing a home and you find the one you want, sometimes it takes a while to look at different homes. You don't want to maybe buy the very first one you go to. You want to find something that fits all your needs. I really like listening to my clients' wide range of needs that they have and addressing all of those and finding them the right home. This is a major decision. You're sticking with this for a while. So it takes a little bit of time to find the right home. When you find it, if you've got somebody who's good at negotiating, you know, I'm on your side. I help get the deal done for you. So you get the house you want, whether there's multiple bids or not. From that point forward, you want to have time to make sure that you're inspecting that home, that you're really working with your loan officer to get the rate and the deal that you're wanting to go through the process. So yes, you could rush it and you can do it in a quicker time frame, but it's just such a big decision. It's kind of best to sit back and go ahead and take a process of a month to do this.
You can be comprehensive, thorough, and efficient all
exactly.
at the same time.
That's
exactly.
a great answer, Michelle, yeah. because if you think about it, you just capsulized it into a really great answer. But if you think about it another way, say you have a $300,000 loan, or let's say you're buying a $700,000 house. It's not a five-minute conversation with a loan officer. It's not
right.
just 10 days with the agent to close.
Right.
This is a bigger deal. Why do you want to cram all that
yeah.
into a 10-minute conversation? And yes, it's slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Here's your house. Let's get it closed. Let's move on. It's
right.
It's not that way. It's too big of a deal for people. So great answer. Thank you.
Now, can we just say, too, that we can do it in that time. I mean, we just had an approval on a purchase the other day in 132 minutes. I mean, that
right,
was...
Right, I remember seeing that. that.
So it's not that we can't do it. It's
right.
just there's no need to rush through the
Absolutely.
To that type of transaction.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And no need to make promises that you can't always keep.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about sometimes weather forecasts, and the tendency now is to forecast 10 inches to a foot, because then when it's 3 inches, people will be thrilled. They won't be angry. Wait a minute, you said there'd be 10 inches, and I wanted 10 inches. But if it goes the other way, people do get upset if you forecast 3 and it turns out to be 10.
Exactly.
So it's the same kind of psychological
yep. right.
Advantage here in putting that 30 to 45-day framework around any kind of arrangement and any kind of deal. We'll come back and we'll talk about the current market conditions here in the Mile High City and in the state and region in general. As we continue with Michelle, Josh, Larry, I'm Sandy Clough. This is the SEO Mortgage Show on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. The SEO Mortgage Show continues now. We broadcast every Saturday morning between 7 and 8 right here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Michelle Buher and Josh Beeson are our guests. Larry, of course, along, but not having to fill in very much in the way of information, because Michelle and Josh have been so generous with their insights. And we'll ask you first, Michelle, about the current market conditions. Up, down, what about people wanting to buy a new build?
Yeah, that's definitely a great question, because right now we have hit, you know, the seasonal lull in the market that we experience. But Colorado home sales, they always slow down at this time of year. But properties are still going quick if they're priced
right.
and marketed well.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of rumors flying around about, you know, the marketing slowing down in Colorado. And, you know, the numbers just, they tell a different story. So, for example, the past October was up 8.8% in home sales compared to the same time last year. And the previous month was up 12.5% as well.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, market analysis is, you want to go to the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, there's a website, mycolorado.realestate, that you can check out some of the current market conditions to kind of go over some of that with you. But,
sure.
You know, I mean, as far as new builds, if you're looking to get a brand new home, things I tell people, you know, they're still moving quickly in this market as well. And you just got to watch the budget. Make sure that you're taking into consideration those things that aren't included, like landscaping and window coverings, maybe a few appliances, some things like that, so you don't break the budget. But whether you're looking at a new home or a resale home, the market is still highly active for all of those. And it looks to, you know, take off in the springtime, just typical.
You're probably too young to remember this or have experienced it, but I listened to you talk and I remember some of the things that happened in 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, where those kinds of guardrails that you just described weren't in place at all.
Yeah, I mean, the market definitely in Colorado, you know, we've had a few ups and downs for sure. You know, even going back to the 80s.
Yeah, so I remember that. I remember that.
So, you know, Colorado, some people say the market, you know, is pretty crazy here in Colorado, but we're an amazing place to live. I mean, wherever you're coming from, we've got a lot of features here. Personally, I'm a Colorado native. Obviously, always been a diehard Bronco fan my whole life, so I'm glad to be here. But really, I just think the Colorado market's awesome, and it's a good time to buy, right?
You know, you're right, Michelle. Our economy is so diversified right now. And if you spend 10 minutes driving down I-25, you're going to see a lot of license plates from a lot of other states.
Absolutely.
So that's a pretty clear indicator that the secret's out. Colorado's a great place to be. So people are moving here, and they're buying a home for their family. So great point.
Hey, Josh, is it correct to say loan applications are up this year?
They are. I mean, across the country, they definitely are. They're up 1%. You know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but on almost $2.4 billion worth of application, that's a good number. SCL, we're seeing a huge increase in applications for a couple reasons. Number one, which is, you know, just an honor, I think, for SCL and how we treat our customers, it's a lot of referrals lately. And it's because they're hearing rates are low, they're hearing it's all-time lows, and it's the experience, and that's a lot of what we get. Even if we don't know the individual who for sure referred them right when we start talking to them, they hear about us because of how we're treating them. And then all of a sudden it's, oh, well, rates are low. So not only are we getting the referrals, but we're also getting a lot more calls because rates are near all-time lows. So, I mean, it's if you're – even if it's been a year, I can give you a quick story. So we had a customer about a year ago that refinanced with us. We saved them right around $300 a month. We did a cash out for the individual, put them in a much better position. And the loan officer, I believe it was Larry, was told him, call back in a year and, you know, we're going to help you out again as he built his credit. So Larry asked me to handle it. I talked to him yesterday. We cut his interest rate in half. We're going to save him another $417. So even if you refinanced or bought a year ago, you need to call us. I mean, you need to sit down with your spouse, make sure that you're not spending money that you shouldn't be. Rates aren't going to be like this low for the rest of 2019, more than likely. You need to jump on that now.
Michelle, is this a good time, in your opinion, to buy? Maybe there are some discounts available at the end of the year?
Yeah, now is definitely a great time, you know, to be a buyer in the market. Now, don't get me wrong. It's still statistically a seller's market in Colorado.
Yeah.
However, this time of year, you know, a lot of my investor clients like to purchase because we find, you know, sellers tend to be highly motivated to move before the holidays. We also see them offering maybe seller concessions, reducing the price right now. Your choices as a buyer could be a little bit more limited. However, you know, you're not in competition with the majority of the buyers. So we tend to find your price per square foot in November, December, even that early January timeframe tends to be a lot lower than it will be later in the spring.
Both of you can jump in on this and dig deeper a little into why you and SCL have partnered to make it easier and less expensive for people to buy. Exactly how has that partnership worked?
So it's amazing. I mean, when people start out and they have to list their home, instead of paying who knows what, 5%, 6%, 7%, I charge a 1% listing commission.
Right.
So from the get-go, people are able to keep their equity, right? They've worked hard for it. They get to keep it.
Sure.
They deserve that. Then when we partner together and help them buy a house, giving them a 1% rebate back, that's literally thousands and thousands of dollars. And when you're working with SCL and you're getting this great rate, you're not needing to spend a fortune to buy down a rate. And they're not nickel and diming you with a whole bunch of fees in the beginning. So, and our partnership together with them throwing in the free appraisal, that's saving you more money too. So really, you're walking away with an amazing deal and we're able to help you move on to the next chapter of life together.
We were talking about years of experience earlier on, do you guys have any idea, you two, have any idea the combined years of experience that exist between the both of you?
I know I've been doing mortgage. I've been doing 10 years. Finances, I've been in the financial industry for 18.
Yeah.
I think you've done it.
Yeah, I've been doing sales and negotiations for about 20 years. So I've worked in the luxury market.
You're way too young to be doing anything.
Oh, you are so
20 years.
Sweet. I've worked in the luxury market. You know, I've taught leaders negotiation skills and stuff. But I really find, you know, what gets me up in the morning, well, besides my coffee, is just really helping people achieve their home goals. Nothing feels better than helping somebody get to where they want to go.
Well, there's no substitute for experience. I mean, talking about close to four decades of combined experience. You had Larry's... Three decades, and now we're up around seven decades of combined experience in this room. Absolutely, and I account for 0% of that. So, again, we want to remind you of the phone number at SEL Mortgage, 303-790-2222, and myspecialmortgage.com. Larry, Michelle, and Josh will continue on with us next on Sports Radio, 104.3 The Fan. The SEL Mortgage Show continues now. Sandy Kleft, Larry Jager, Josh Beeson, and Michelle Buer have joined us today, and we're very pleased to have heard from them. We'll hear a little more. But, Larry, it sounds as if your team at SEL has the purchase market, business, and mortgage side covered for all of our listeners at this point.
Yeah, I really believe that, and I'm sure our listeners do, too. Just sitting here listening to Michelle and Josh, they know what they're talking about. They're good at it. And I think one of the keys is you could hear the sincerity in both of their voices when they say, we want every customer to be treated special. Mm-hmm. What gets Michelle up in the morning is knowing that she's taking good care of her customers and not just selling them a house, but getting them into a home that that is best for their family. So you can sort of hear the passion in their voices, which is really heartwarming to me because that's why we're here. We're here for the customer. So I think we've done a really good job with our industry partners, Michelle included, in getting customers what they need, getting them into the right mortgage with Josh at a very, very affordable price. So, yes, we have.
We haven't said much about bridge loans today, but, for example, you would offer bridge loans for people who want to buy. You have Michelle to help with a sale and purchase, and then Josh to get the loan closed. Is that about right?
That's exactly right, Sandy. And they both know, you and I know, how our bridge loans work, and they're perfect for people that they found the right home, they want to buy it, but they don't want to put a contingent offer, meaning I want your house, but I have to sell my house first. Those don't go well in Colorado these days, and haven't.
Michelle just said it was a seller's market.
Absolutely, yeah. And if it's a seller's market, the seller's going to take the best offer.
Correct.
The best offer, right? Yeah. And if that's a cash buyer or somebody who's got a line of credit like a bridge loan set up where I can close in 2 weeks, I can close whenever you want to, that offer goes to the top, and the contingent offers probably slide to the bottom. So we've got this beautiful bridge loan that works super well, and Michelle will sit here and tell you that that offer will go to the top. The seller wants it. They've already gotten a pre-approval from SEL or Josh, so their loan is in place. So no obstacles, no contingencies, no anything.
Yeah, that's highly true. And, you know, as a listing agent myself, I always like having a good conversation with my future buyer's loan officer. And when you can have a good conversation with Josh or somebody else at SEL, they really do a great job selling their services and how they're going to help their buyer throughout the whole process. So it'll make that agent on the other side very comfortable with the loan.
Not that Larry wants me to encourage competition, but it always amazes me when Larry talks about the bridge loan program as being almost unique. Very few people nationwide offer bridge loans.
It's true, and it can make it difficult to, you know, commit to buying this home and having to sell yours and time it all on the market. I mean, it can be done, but if you have the financial capacity of not having to deal with that stress, being able to work with the people at SEL, they can help you through that, and it makes your move one step smoother.
And, of course, Josh, if the people are self-employed, you have the bank statement loan for them. And, you know, when I talk about SEL on the air throughout the week, it's, again, a real revelation that people who are self-employed, who keep getting turned down on financing, can find such a simple solution if they call SEL Mortgage and take advantage of bank statement loans.
That's right, Sandy. And a lot of places don't, they may offer it, but they don't actually close them. And that's the biggest problem with the situation. We're experts. We've been doing it for well over 4 years now.
Yeah.
We know how to get it to the closing table and actually making a bank statement loan as easy or easier than a full documented loan, which is actually surprising. It's less documents for the borrower. Instead of having to get tax returns, W-2s, which most self-employed people don't have, all I'm asking for is, you know, a 12-month or a 24-month, depending on the program, bank statements. We calculate the income for you. And maybe need a copy of your driver's license and then, you know, get you submitted. And then we can go from there. So it's a lot smoother than you think. I just had – it was a great story. I had a closing just the other day. And my customer, the whole time, he was so thankful. I never got to talk to his wife till the closing table. And at the closing table, she's like in tears because she never thought they'd be able to buy a home. They've been turned down four different times. And, I mean, they've been trying to buy a house for 4 or 5 years. He makes great money and just couldn't show it on the tax returns.
It doesn't show up on the tax returns, though, and for good reason.
Exactly. I'd do it if I could.
Why would you want to send a big check off to the IRS? We get it.
We do get it all the time. Yeah.
Now, that is – we've talked about this regularly, Larry, that it's unbelievable with perfectly good credit, making good money on an annual basis, no blips on the radar screen at all, nothing approaching a bankruptcy, and self-employed people just can't get financing through conventional means, thus special circumstance lending.
That, those are the guidelines, and everybody has to live by them if you want that traditional tax return, you know, W-2 1099 loan. Those are the guidelines. I don't think it's fair, but it is what it is, right? So if somebody's W-2'd, we'll take their gross income.
Right.
If somebody is self-employed, we take the net income. And usually the net income is as little as the tax person wants to make it, in a legitimate way, of course. But, yeah, why would you want to show a bunch of income and send the IRS a big check? I'm going to take every deduction, every depreciation, everything that I can. But then when you go to buy a house, good luck. I mean, it's very, very difficult. How many guests have we had in the studio? I remember one very clearly. He said, well, I talked to Josh at SCL, but he said, yeah, you're approved. You can buy a house. I didn't tell my wife because I was so concerned that it wasn't true. I didn't believe it myself.
I'd heard that it wasn't true so many times.
So many times he was turned down. So Josh sent him a pre-approved letter, and then he was finally had the confidence to tell his wife, hey, honey, we're going to be able to buy a house.
That was
so
awesome.
It was a great story.
Well, it isn't just the quantity of guests we've had over the past 2.5 years, but especially today. As much today as at any other time, it's the quality of the guests and their expertise and the information they offer. And it is expressed in language we can all understand. there isn't sort of a special language involved in this industry, hocus pocus, that only a few select people can understand. And all of you are great communicators. And we're in the communication business here, allegedly, and at least off the air, we don't always communicate as well. So all of us, myself included, have learned a lot from all of you today in terms of how you communicate with people and how you comfort some people who have been victims of turndowns that really should never have happened.
Right.
Should never have happened.
Especially not happened 3 and 4 times.
Yeah.
That's got to be extremely frustrating. You know, like you said, good credit report, down payment for that new house. And the income is sort of hard to find and sketchy. Yep. And sorry, you don't qualify. But yeah, I think we're pretty darn good at it. We've got a loan program for just about every residential financing need. And we love our industry partners like Michelle because you can just hear it in her voice. You don't even have to see her face or see her talking. She exudes honesty and exudes enthusiasm and professionalism. So she's an awesome real estate partner for us. So we and thanks for coming, by the way. You
thanks
did a great job.
Me.
Thanks a lot.
It's fun.
Well, I do want to say this is a confession of sorts, and Larry's heard it before, and perhaps Josh has too, that when we started doing these shows, I was under the impression that Michelle, people like you might not be adversaries, but I didn't understand the degree of collaboration that existed
right.
in the mortgage industry. And to hear so many people, you most especially included, who have come in and explained how these interrelationships work and make things so much easier and less stressful for the customer.
Yeah, whatever we can do to make the experience better for the client, that's what we all strive for.
And Josh, I know you have the same mindset that you have to collaborate with people. And you mentioned the referrals you're getting now, which is, I think, one of the more remarkable aspects of the SEL story.
It's the biggest compliment that a customer can give SEL or any loan officer or agent, anybody in this in this industry. You're dealing with their biggest financial transaction, and for them to refer you to a mom, a sister, a best friend, or a coworker, you know,
that's the best form of advertising. I mean, we like to think we help a little bit here, but the best form of advertising is treating a given customer correctly and properly, so he and or she can pass on that information and that experience to somebody else who may be under stress and looking for the same thing and having trouble finding it.
100%. And that's what everybody at SEL has, a servant's heart, and top to bottom, doesn't matter who you are. You know, we're here to serve the customer, whether it's getting you over that hump and you've had issues or you can't get a loan today because, you know, if you're in the 400 credit scores, we can't do a loan. Nobody can. Yeah. There's nobody out there. Right.
Right.
But we're going to work with you until we get you a loan. And and that's where we differentiate. We're not just going to put you in the back burner, and I'm sure there's people out there that are listening who don't get a phone call back after they've applied. And that's just the most disrespectful, unhonest, unethical way to do business, and you would never get that at SEL.
Well, Larry, we'll have you back next week, but these two are welcome anytime. No, nothing against you, but these two are welcome anytime.
Can I come back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
So good.
You're a very brave man. You bring in these articulate, charming, young, energetic people on a constant basis, and you live to tell about it. You survive. You keep hanging in there. But I'm afraid these two people could take my job and do it better than I'm doing.
Maybe we can both sleep in next weekend.
That's right.
Right?
Just have Michelle and Josh co-host the program. Well, it's been a pleasure today. We've enjoyed it. And we'll be back next week, I understand, with more guests.
We do have more guests.
Throughout the rest of the month.
We do. And I don't know who's going to top these two, but we'll try.
It'll be a tough act to follow, but we will try next Saturday morning, November 16th, when we rejoin you for more on the SEL Mortgage Show right here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.